This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So now you are doing 5 salah a day. He says, come even closer. So now you are doing your sunnah. Come even closer. So now you are doing your tahajjud. Come even closer. Now you are reading Quran. Come even closer. Now you've improved your dress code. Come even closer. Now you've eradicated haram relations. Come even closer. Now you've actually done this, this. What's happening? The longer he's delaying, the better you as a believer is becoming. That's a gift of Allah. But if you're going further away or you haven't learned a lesson, then you'd better take heed. That's why Allah says, you think someone wronged you. In the interim, you seek forgiveness for your sins. In fact, Allah Almighty tells Musa alayhi salam and Harun, when they prayed against the Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا. We have already answered your dua. It's a matter of time before we destroy the Pharaoh. They already knew through revelation, but Allah didn't stop there. He says, in the meantime, be steadfast. Imagine to the prophets, Allah is saying, in the meantime, be steadfast. Allah says, bear patience in so many places in the Quran. And a day will come when the Almighty will bless you with the justice that you deserve. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. May Allah Almighty help us. If Allah has promised you Jannah for something, He will give you that Jannah. If Allah has promised you forgiveness, He will forgive you as soon as you seek that forgiveness. If Allah has promised you a great reward for something, He will give you the reward. If Allah has promised you something amazing for a deed that you are doing, when you do it correctly, He will give you the deed. Whenever you've done a good deed, you say, Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Allah, accept it from us. I did the deed, but I'm not too sure as to the exact sincerity of the deed or the concentration within the deed. For example, your prayer, your charity. Sometimes you give a charity, a small feeling within you of a slight droplet of pride comes in. Don't allow that to spoil your deed. Quickly say, oh Allah, accept it from me. I am your humble servant. You gave me wealth, not for me to become haughty and proud, for me to help others so that I can earn Jannah. Here it is. I got and I gave as best as I could. Accept it from me and still grant me the humbleness and humility. That's why there is a great reward for a person who respects the poor, knowing my charity was not going to be possible if there were no poor people on earth. You thought about that. A masjid, you come to it to fulfill salah, one of the pillars of Islam. A poor person, you got to go to them to fulfill another pillar of Islam. How do you treat the masjid and how do you treat the poor person? Did you know the treatment of the poor person is more important than the treatment of the masjid, although it is the house of Allah? Like the hadith speaks about the value of the Kaaba. Great, mashallah, the greatest. Why not? But the value of another human being, sacred. That blood is sacred. It's on another level. May Allah Almighty grant us humility, humbleness. When Allah has promised something, it will definitely occur. When Allah has promised that justice will be served for you or against you, it is coming for you or against you. No chance that it's going to go away.